Okay, this one is called The Reservoir, and it's a abstract shaped piece in basically three panels. It's all made with my hand-dyed fabrics. I was thinking about the power of water and how on a very, very hot day, if you've ever been around like a quarry hole or a deep, deep body of water, there's some sounds that the water makes, and the power that the water emanates and the flashing of the light on the body from the sun. And so this one has lots of yellow on the left, and then the flash continues over into a great vast silence of blue on the right. And there's also some rust indicated and moss.
And you do that with the stitching, I see, with sort of like nervous water stitching over here with a with more of almost like drips or rings in the water, and then here maybe with little waves, and then in the calmer part there's very little or a lot less stitching.
Yeah, that's a good observation. I like using my sewing machine as a drawing tool, and I found that it's it adds another place where I can add meaning to my work.
I know it's not a painting, but I'm thinking of Picasso somehow because of the cut out pieces, you know.
Well, Picasso's always been one of the big gods in my pantheon. One of my most amazing art epiphanies happened at the Museum of Picasso's Art in Paris when I realized that it didn't matter walking around that museum. He used every single medium. He was so much more than a painter. He was he explored so many mediums. And walking around there, I was thinking it didn't matter if he ever sold any of it. It was the fact that he made it. That was the main event. That was the important thing, is that he made it. And that just gave me a lot of courage and a lot of freedom to go on and not worry so much about the commercial aspect of my work, but to challenge myself all the time with media and color.
Describe this one.
This one has at the very top some hand-painted fabric, which is magenta on a gold background with some green shooting through. And the title of the piece is Specimen, in parentheses, Bug. And the title of this show is Midway, and it refers to a lot of different things. One of the things it refers to is the carnival Midway. And so this is what you would find in a specimen jar at the sideshow.
Sort of like a freak of nature.
Yes, a freak of nature. And it also, I think, talks a little bit about illness. And, you know, bug is an illness. Bug is a germ.
This one almost next to it makes me think of a person, a figure, but almost like an angel or a bird as well. I see a hand in there with a stitching and wings, almost like a tunic.
This is called Daydreamer, and the images arrived. I work on a design wall, and I put fabrics up and layer things on and then start to sew them down. And I was surprised when I came into doing the quilting part of this. There's two heads floating on the right-hand side wing, and those heads have been in other work that I've made. There's a piece outside my studio door where those same heads are living, and I did that piece probably 10 years ago.